listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Sports, WMST. This broadcast is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Windsor Care Center, and Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling. Stay tuned. First pitch is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Put me in cold. I'm ready to play
today. Look at me. Gotta be. Well, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome live to Tommy Reffitt Field here in Mount Sterling. Dan Manley with you for the next couple of hours. We've got high school softball. The season is underway. It seems to get underway a little bit earlier every year. So we're a little bit later than we normally would be here to get started anyway. Montgomery County coming in against Clark County today. The Lady Indians are off to a 6-0 start under Coach Matt Puckett. They've averaged right at 12 runs a game, giving up about 3 runs a game through these first 6 contests. Cooper gave Montgomery County the best game they've had so far back in game number 2. That was an 8-2 Montgomery County win. Clark County, the Lady Cardinals have struggled to begin the season. They come in with just a 1-8 record. They have won their only district game that they have played to date in beating Paris 24-6. That is their victory so far. They're coming off a 4-0 loss to East Jesmond down at Somerset in a memorial tournament that was played down there over the weekend that concluded Saturday. And Montgomery County's last outing was a 10-0 win over Pendleton County in 6 innings, a team that I think everybody thinks has a chance to be competitive here in the 10th region. We'll see as the season goes along. Umpires, captains, coaches are meeting around home plate right now as we get ready to have the Lady Indians take the field in just a moment. Glad you could be with us. We plan on being at Bobby Joe Whitaker Field on Wednesday for the Montgomery County baseball team's game with Sayre. And then we'll just try to keep you posted as we go along through this softball and baseball season. It's a beautiful day except for the wind. And it is blowing in on us right now here at Tommy Reffitt Field. We'll make it very difficult for a home run to leave the park today. But the teams are standing by, and we're getting ready for the introductions of starting lineups. Let's step out for a couple of minutes, and then we'll be back and be about ready for the first pitch here as you're listening to Montgomery County softball action. And, well, I'll tell you what, the Lady Cards are going to be introduced right now. Let's go ahead and tell you who's opening up. Anaya McIntyre in center field will lead things off for the Lady Cardinals. Emma Ince in left field batting number 2. Mackenzie Gibson is the second baseman batting 3rd. Lexi Burke will be at first base and she'll bat number 4. Arabella Gwynn at shortstop, followed by sixth place hitter Morgan Parks, the pitcher. Kennedy Esther is at third base and will bat in the number 7 position, followed by Addison Wilson behind the plate and Abby Horn in right field. Montgomery County will take the field, and they're being introduced by position. And for Montgomery County today, taking the mound will be Riley Martin. Sarah Zink at short, Reagan Oney at third, Lily Hill is at first base, Madison Cox behind the plate. The designated hitter is Emily Brock and Kennedy Jones in left field. They are sharing that spot. Taylor Pate in left, Jaden Oney at second, and Addison Rogers in center. We'll be back. Let's step out 2 minutes, and then we'll have the first pitch here on the Gateway Sports Network.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools. giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over three decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
We are ready to go, folks, as Riley Martin is out on the mound for Montgomery County, the Lady Indians pitcher to begin today's game. Martin, of course, she's a veteran. She's a junior. She has worked in six games this season, three as a starter, 23 innings, has allowed 17 hits, 8 runs, 7 of those earned, 30 strikeouts in 23 innings with 5 walks, a 3-0 record, and a 2.13 earned run average. As she gets ready to face Anaya McIntyre. McIntyre, a junior, the center fielder, gets ready to step in batting right-handed. And here we go. McIntyre, 393 batting average, stepping in. Has 11 hits, 6 runs batted in. Has a triple, one extra base hit. Martin's first pitch to her is right down the heart of the plate for strike one. Martin, a right-hander, and, you know, we don't have a speed gun. I tell you, she has picked up speed from last year, I can tell you that. That pitch is just barely inside. One ball, one strike to count. And the pitch, the 1-1, is fouled off. Late swinging, that time is McIntyre with Emma Ince waiting in the on-deck circle. Sun shining, casting some shadows across Tommy Redford Field with the flag. Winds are 12 miles an hour, listed out of the south-southwest. Really appears to be almost coming out of the southeast here. There's a pitch that is in for a strike, and that's a strikeout. Called third strike on McIntyre, one up and one down. That'll bring Emma Ince to the plate. She's a 304 batter through the first 9 games for this team, has 7 hits, including a couple of doubles and a triple. Clark Kenny has not hit a home run yet. There's a pitch fouled away, out of play for strike one. Montgomery County with Martin on the mound, Cox behind the plate. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and it's fouled straight back for a strike. Around the infield for Montgomery County, Lily Hill at first, second baseman Jaden Oney, Sarah Zink at short, and Reagan Oney at third base. And the 0-2 is fouled off, just got a piece of it. On deck is Mackenzie Gibson. In the outfield, Taylor Pate in left, Addison Rogers in center field, and the right fielder is Kennedy Jones. It's a lineup for Montgomery County. And the 0-2 is a little chopper, left side, tough play. Martin fields, Martin throws, and not in time. The ball was not caught safely, but I really couldn't see from this angle if that's going to be a hit or an error. It's going to be a base hit for Emma Enzi. Matt Puckett is out to say something to the umpire and wants the base umpire to come in and have a little chat. Apparently they think that the base runner might be leaving a little bit early. Clark County has stolen 10 bases in 12 attempts, and Enzi has one stolen base in her only attempt. Here's Mackenzie Gibson. Gibson just a 150 batting average, right-handed batter, has some power in the first pitch. She shows bunt and puts a good one out in front of the plate. Cox fields and throws her out as the runner moves up. So a sacrifice for Gibson to get a runner in scoring position. And that'll bring Lexi Burke. Oh, it's a foul ball. Hit her before she left the box, so she's coming back. And the count is no balls, one strike. We're up above here. The playing field, and most of it is real good, being right here. It's a good vantage point. Here's Martin pitching. Again, a bunt, a pop-up, and it will be caught by Cox. Runner did not leave first base, so that'll be two outs. So the pop-up to the catcher, and here comes Lexi Burke with a runner at first and two outs. Burke has a 375 batting average. A couple of runs batted in, has walked three times. The sophomore steps in batting right-handed as Arabella Gwynn moves on deck. And Martin is ready and deals, and it's up and away for ball one. The ball, no strikes. Only a couple of steps in front of the bag, just barely at third base. And there's a with a big, strong right-handed batter up there. There's a pitch that was a foul ball. Runner went on to second base, but it strike one. Hit off of her bat. One ball, one strike, the count. As a team, Clark County, a 281 batting average through the first nine games of the season. Under Coach Brian Cox. And there's a swing and a miss. The throw to first, and diving back in safely is Enzi. And the count is one ball and two strikes. One of the things about Martin, as you can tell, I can't verify this with numbers, as she pitches a 1-2 and a swing and a miss. She's much more pitch efficient, I think, we're going to find her this year than she has ever been. Second strike out of the inning. Clark County goes down. No runs on a hit and a runner left on base. Montgomery County will come to bat when we return to Tommy Raffitt Field in 90 seconds.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Morehen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Morehead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmorehead.com.
Mom, I need money.
You have money. We opened a student banking account at Traditional Bank. I picked up your debit card today.
Cool, my own debit card.
Yep, now you can quit using mine. And you can talk to your boss about electronically depositing your paychecks. We'll track your spending online.
What about birthday checks from Grandma?
We can take a picture and deposit them on the mobile app. Easy.
Open a student banking account at traditionalbank.com. Get your students started on a strong financial footing.
Got my debit card, Mom. Headed to the movies.
Traditional Bank. Member FDIC.
When your doctor recommends that you go to a rehab unit before you return home after an injury or surgery, ask that you be referred to Windsor Care Center's rehab unit in Mount Sterling. Your spacious, comfortable room will be steps away from the rehab area where you'll receive expert physical, occupational, and speech therapy to get you back on the move after a stroke, hip fracture, or whatever might send you to a rehab unit. They'll treat you like family at the Windsor Care Center.
On the mound is Arabella. All right, I said Arabella Gwynn. It's the pitcher for Clark County is Morgan Parks. Morgan Parks has pitched in two games. One is a starting pitcher, only 4 2/3 innings. As Lily Hill, left-handed batter, leads it off and takes a pitch. And that is in for strike one. Hill, Oney, and Zink to bat for Montgomery County. And Parks delivers, and it's well outside for ball one. One ball, one strike. Hill's batting .333. Couple of doubles, four runs batted in her at-bat so far through these opening six games. Takes that pitch, and that one is off the plate, outside. It's two balls and a strike. Hill has four walks. Sarah Zink leads the team in walks at this point with five. That pitch is... That's a called strike. Two balls and two strikes to count. Hill, bat on her shoulder, lifts it up. The pitch is swings and misses at a high pitch for strike three. So Hill strikes out. That'll bring Reagan Oney to the plate. Oney's batting .783. 18 hits and 23 at-bats. Five doubles, three home runs, giving her, we figured it up a minute ago, 48 career home runs now for Reagan Oney, right-handed batter. Going to head down to Troy to continue her softball career next year. And waiting on the first pitch from Parks right now. And hits a little number right side. Squibber, first baseman, covers and grabs it. It kind of spun right toward the bag. And fielding it, there was the first baseman, Lexi Burke, and touches the bag. And there are two outs. That'll bring Sarah Zink to the plate. Zink with a .667 batting average, 12 hits and 18 at-bats, 15 runs scored, 8 runs batted in, 3 doubles, 2 triples, 2 home runs, has walked 5 times, and the first pitch to her is taken down low for a ball. Zink batting with 2 outs and nobody on here in the home first, and catcher Madison Cox waits in the on-deck circle. That pitch is taken low and away, and it's two balls, no strikes. Matt Puckett in the third base coaching box. Gary Priest down in the first base box. Two balls, no strikes, and the pitch on the way. That one's up and in, and it's 3-0 the count. So Zink pitch away from becoming a two-out base runner for the Lady Indians. Clark A. dressed in their black uniforms. Red socks, red undershirts, and red numerals and trim. There's ball four. On down to first base goes Sarah Zink on a four-pitch walk. First base runner for Montgomery County, and here's Madison Cox. Cox a .409 batting average, She has 7 doubles and a home run, has driven in 12 runs and scored 9 times. Right-hand batter pitches inside for a ball, and the throw down to second base is not in time as Sarah Zink steals her first base of the season, first attempt she's had. And it's a one ball, no strike count to Madison Cox. So the Lady Indians with a runner in scoring position with 2 outs. And that flag out in left center field is briskly blowing across, and then it'll come in a little bit. There's a pitch that's down low, and it's 2 balls and no strikes, and Morgan Parks struggling right now to find the strike zone. Parks just an 8th grader. Here's the 2-0. Ball is hit in the air to left field. That will drop in for a base hit, and that'll get the first run of the game in. Throw goes into second base, and Madison Cox with a little bloop single to left field just over the third baseman's head, driving in a run. And it's 1-0, and here comes Riley Martin. Martin has a .458 batting average. She has a double, 9 runs batted in, 11 hits in her 24 at-bats, and goes after the first pitch and fouls it well down the right field line for strike 1. Emily Brock, the designated player, moves to the on-deck circle. Parks leans in for the sign, has it, delivers. That pitch is taken, runner goes, and no throw is made. And throw got away back to the pitcher, but now they have it back to the pitcher, and Cox in at second base. Cox, 4th stolen base on the season. 1 ball, 1 strike with 2 outs here. Here's a ball hit foul and long down the left field line. And Martin is down. No ball and 2 strikes. Parks ready in the 1-2, and she chases a pitch that's way up and out of the strike zone over near the dugout, but the catcher... it dropped in front of her. She almost got to it. And the count will stay at 1-2. Martin just trying to make sure she hit anything she thought was close. That was up and out of the strike zone there, but she went after it. Martin up in the front of the box. And again, the 1-2 bounces up there. Runner will go to third base. It'll be a wild pitch to get Cox on to third, and the count goes to 2 balls, 2 strikes. The pitcher, Parks, looked over the dugout, gets a numerical sign. Now she's ready. And there's a ball hit on the left center field. It will be... not caught. Drops in there for a hit to get a run in. Stopping at first base is Martin, and Montgomery County has a 2-0 lead. Lady Indians taking advantage of a walk and a couple of bloop singles here in the first inning, and now we get a courtesy runner coming in for Montgomery County. The runner is Hagen Stills. Stills is a freshman. Here's Brock. Emily Brock comes to the plate. Brock, a .235 batter. She has 5 runs batted in, a double among her hits, and 17 at-bats so far. Right-hand hitter, the senior. Steps in and is ready. And Parks pitches, and it bounces in front of the plate for ball 1. Taylor Pate is on deck. The Indians have have hit 7 home runs through these first 6 games as a team. Fouls this pitch back to even a count of 1-1. Parks is ready again, and the pitch to Brock is hit long and foul to left field, and the count goes to 1-2. Brock way out in front of that pitch. Second baseman is a little bit over toward first. There's a pretty big gap out in center field, and she waits on the pitch, pops it up, and the second baseman will go out on the edge of the grass to field it, and the inning is over. So in the bottom of the first inning, Montgomery County, 2 runs, 2 hits, no errors, a runner left on base, and we go to the second inning. It's Montgomery County 2, Clark County nothing here on WMST, and we'll be back in 90 seconds.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Cars, trucks, SUVs, new and used, we've got a deal waiting for you. See me, Lonnie Pendleton, at Dutch Chevrolet Ford in Mount Sterling.
Oh, if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutch's Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling. And on the web at dutchesauto.com.
Clark County bats here in the top of the second inning, and Arabella Gwynn has a couple of quick strikes on her from Riley Martin. Right-handed batter is Gwynn. That one is over the inside corner for a call, strike three. One thing that is really good for Riley Martin, I think, is her speed level now is such that if batters want to crowd the plate from the right-hand side, they are, she can bust them on the inside corner, and they, getting around on that is very, very difficult. There's a bunt. Back to the pitcher, Martin, who gloves and throws, and time for the out. Two up and two gone here in the top of the second, Morgan Parks. Bunting back to the pitcher, and here is Kennedy Eastep to the plate. Eastep has a .353 batting average, and the first pitch she fouls it away. The senior third baseman down, no balls and a strike. Catcher Addison Wilson moves to the on-deck circle. And a foul ball back, and it's no balls and two strikes. What a great rivalry this has been over the years between Montgomery County and Clark County. They have won so many regional titles between them, certainly have made this the dominant district over the years in the 10th region, the 40th. There's a pitch that's in for strike three, and the inning is over. Mastin Cox just held that until the umpire had a really good look at it, and it was definitely there for strike three. A 1-2-3 inning, four strikeouts in the game and through two innings. Nothing across for Clark County. We'll go to the bottom of the second inning. Taylor Pate will lead things off when we come back in 1 minute.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Hi, I'm Alan Johnson, Market President of People's Exchange Bank in Mount Sterling. At People's Exchange Bank, we're more than just your bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted financial partners. With our local decision-making process, you won't have to wait for approval from a distant corporate office. We're here to listen, understand, and provide solutions that work for you. Visit us in person or find us online at pebank.com.
People's Exchange Bank, your trusted banking partner. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Bottom of the second inning, Montgomery County with a 2-0 lead on Clark County right now. And leading things off will be Taylor Pate, the left fielder, followed by Jaden Oney and Addison Rogers here in the bottom of the first. Lady Indians, two-out rally in the first inning. Zink walked, stole second, scored on a single by Madison Cox, who stole second, scored on a single by Riley Martin. Here's Pate stepping in. Pate a .231 batting average. She takes down low for a ball. On one, the count, Parks delivers, and that's inside, almost hit Pate, able to get out of the way, and it's two balls, no strikes. Pate has a double, has three hits and 13 at-bats so far this season. Montgomery County with certainly a veteran team. These players have been through the wars before. There's a pitch that's in for a called strike, and it's 2-1. 190 feet down the foul lines, 200 in straightaway center field here at Tommy Reffitt Field. Pitch is taken up high, and it's three balls and a strike. Pate trying to become a leadoff base runner here. And the 3-1 from Parks, and it's popped in the air, foul, back out of play. And we're all full at three balls, two strikes. Pate, as very early in her career, was an infielder, moved to the outfield last season, swing and a miss. And Pate, the strikeout victim, as Parks fights back from a two-ball, no-strike count. Gets her second strikeout of the game. And here's Jaden Oney. Oney batting .294 coming in. Has a double, has driven in five runs on the season. Second baseman, right-hand batter. And a pitch is taken a little bit high and away for ball one. Clark County third baseman, Kennedy Estep, the senior, is playing just a little bit in front of the bag, kind of creeping in a little bit as the pitch is made, and that pitch is outside. Two balls and no strikes. Oney is ahead in the count, and Parks pitches, and that one is down low, and it's 3-0. already out of the batter's box, ready to step back in. And here comes the 3-0 up and away, and it's a four-pitch walk. Tuoni with one out. And Rogers, a 200 batting average, driven in three runs, right-hand batter. Steps in batting right-handed. Squares to bunt, and that is an out, and that is the right call. Rogers bunted that ball and then ran in fair territory. So it's a two unassisted put out. And gets us back to the top of the batting order with Lily Hill. Matt Puckett is out just to get clarification from the umpire, but it was the right call. So Montgomery County, two outs, runner at first base, and here's Hill, who was a strikeout victim her first time up. Chased a pitch that was up high. Thought she got, as the first pitch is outside for ball one. The second strike, I think Hill thought it was out of the zone, and then she was kind of saying, okay, I better swing at anything. One ball, no strikes. Reganoni on deck. That one's way outside, gets away from the catcher, and allows Jaden Oney to head on down to second base. Could be a wild pitch. Two ball, no strike count on Hill. Montgomery County comes to the heart of its order, but there are two outs. Hill right up in the front of the box. Swing and a miss. And a pitch that was a bit outside, and it's 2-1. I say outside, really out and over the plate. Hill with good speed, waits on the pitch, and takes it well outside. It's 3-1. Parks does, you know, needs to try to make Hill hit the ball here. But there's ball four. And now there are two runners on for Reganoni to step to the plate. Oney was maybe a little too aggressive her first time up. She was ready to hit it and hit a little number to the first baseman. They had spin toward the bag and carried right in for the first baseman for Clark County to make a relatively easy play. First pitch to her is bouncing up there for ball one. Parks looks to the dugout, looks to the wrist. Catcher doing the same. And the one ball, no strike pitch is hit high and foul down the left field line. Only getting around early on the pitch, and it's one ball, one strike. Reagan getting national attention from some of the rating services after what has been a stellar career. Takes that pitch, a little bit off speed, up and out of the zone, and it's two balls and a strike. Sarah Zink waiting on deck. And a 2-1. Ripped foul shoe. I don't know if that was right on the edge of the dugout. I hope everybody is okay in there. That was a shot in the shoulder down there, I think, for one of the assistant coaches, maybe. Or Bart Risen has gotten up. He didn't have his cap on. I don't know if he might have gotten a couple of them. That'll wake everybody up. The count is two balls and two strikes. Only trying to be patient, but it's tough. And now she asks for time, steps back out of the box. 2-2 is hit high and foul back of the plate and back out of play. Count holds. 2-2. Temperature getting up into the low 70s today. Runners ready to move at first and second. And the 2-2 is an off-speed pitch ground to the third baseman who gloves it and steps on the bag for the third out of the inning. So the bottom half of inning number two for Montgomery County, no runs, no hits. They leave a couple of runners on base. We go to the third, Montgomery County with a 2-0 lead on the Lady Cards when we come back in just a minute.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Junior catcher Addison Wilson leads off the Clark County third with Montgomery County owning a 2-0 lead here. Riley Martin has allowed an infield hit. And the first pitch is down low for a ball. Wilson, Horn, and then back to the top of the order. Wilson, a .364 batting average coming into the game. Has been to the plate only 11 times, four hits, and fouls this pitch back. Came in on the wrist, and it's one ball, one strike to count. Major League Baseball ready to get underway right away. The one ball, one strike pitch is down the heart of the plate for strike two. It's one ball, two strikes. Our umpire's a little bit, just a little bit delayed and given the signals. And here's the 1-2. Ground ball, a line drive, actually, and leaning off of first base to make the play for the Lady Indians is Lily Hill. Caught the line drive, backhanded it. One up, one gone for Clark County here in the third. And here is Abby Horn, junior right fielder. Horn, a right-handed batter. Has only been to the plate five times this season and squares to bunt and bunts it foul third baseline. Reagan only at third base. She is the ultimate utility player for Montgomery County. Playing third today. Can catch, play center. She could play short. That pitch is in for a strike, and it's no balls, two strikes. On to the count. And a swing and a miss at a pitch that was right over the outside corner. And that is strikeout number five in the game for Martin. And here is Anaya McIntyre, who was called out on strikes her first time up.
Now that's the top of the order with number 38, Anaya McIntyre.
That was only the second time in 29 official at bats she had struck out and chops this first pitch foul for a strike. NC moves to the on-deck circle. Got a nice crowd on hand, not maybe quite as big as you might have, but it's early in the season. There's a pitch that's up high, and the count goes to one ball, one strike. Outfield is shaded around toward right. I mean, we've got a huge gap in left center field. There's a ground ball. The second baseman moves toward the bag, gloves, and throws, and not in time. Getting down to first base quickly was Anaya McIntyre, and she's on with the second infield hit of the game for Clark County. Emma Enzi just put a little bunt between pitcher and third baseman. Martin fielded it, but swings at this pitch and fouls it down the right field line. Foul for strike one. Kenzie Gibson moves to the on-deck circle. Clark County down 2-0 here in the top of the third, and with the heart of their order up with two outs and a runner at first. Number two batter in the lineup at NC. Down a strike from Riley Martin, and there's a chopper to the shortstop, Zink. Gloves, throws, in time for the out, and the inning is over. Nice play made by Sarah Zink at shortstop. Clark County in the third, no runs on a hit, and they leave a runner on base. We go quickly to the bottom of the third inning. Montgomery County with a 2-0 lead on Clark County when we return in just 1 minute.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
Sarah Zink, Madison Cox, and Riley Martin to bat for Montgomery County here in the home third inning. 3, 4, and 5 in the batting order against Morgan Parks, the eighth grader. Clark County, just a couple of seniors in their starting lineup. They have three juniors, sophomore, freshman, couple of freshmen, and an eighth grader. Parks on the mound is the eighth grader. Zink walked on four pitches our first time up, and that pitch hit her. So Zink trots on down to first base. And Madison Cox comes to the plate.
Number 9, Madison Cox.
Cox had a base hit. Hit a little ball, just blooped it over the third baseman's head down the left field line to drive in a run in the first inning. Right-hand batter. Hits the ball into left center field, and that'll be in there for a base hit. Rounding and heading into third base easily will be Zink, and Cox on at first. So the Montgomery County with runners at first and third, and nobody out here. In the bottom of inning number 3, Riley Martin, who had a base hit and a run batted in. Hit the ball out into left center field at Clark County. Center fielder McIntyre almost got to, just couldn't quite get there. Right-hand batter stepping in against the right-handed thrower. And runners on the corners. And she shows bunt and takes the pitch, and the runner goes on to second base. And Pitch taken for ball one. Uncontested stolen base for Madison Cox. So now two runners in scoring position, and Martin takes that pitch. An off-speed pitch coming up, and it's high for ball two. 2-0. Emily Brock moves to the on-deck circle for Montgomery County. Outfield straight away and fairly deep for Riley Martin. Hits the ball to left field. That's going to be a base hit, and we'll get a couple of runs in. They throw into second base, and it's a 4-0 lead for Montgomery County. Now Martin will leave as Hagen Stills comes in as the courtesy runner.
Number 17, Emily Brock.
Emily Brock bats. She popped out to the second baseman her first time up there. Brock batting, and Taylor Pate moves on deck for Montgomery County. Emily stepped in and backed out and asked for time. Wanted to get those feet set, and Peter's ready. Pitches, and the pitch is taken down low for a ball, and the throw to second base, not in time. So Stills with the stolen base. Still second stolen base in two attempts this season. Rockhead, the count of ball, no strikes, and rips this one foul down the left field line. Just Montgomery County getting around on Peters early in this game. I say Peters Parks, Morgan Parks, the 8th grade right-hander, ready again and deals the 1-1. There's a ball hit out into left center field, well hit, and it will be over the head of the center fielder. That'll get a run in. Brock starts for second. Now the throw comes over the head of the second baseman. That'll be a base hit and a throwing error, actually, on the center fielder to get her to second base. Run batted in for Emily Brock. Montgomery County with a hit batsman and back-to-back-to-back hits here in the bottom of the third inning, and the lead is 5-0. Coming to the plate now will be Taylor Pate. Pate struck out her first time. Now we are going to get a runner that will come in for Brock, and it's going to be Kennedy Jones. She actually is the right fielder and flex player with Jones, and now we get Coach Brian Cox out to talk with his eighth grader on the mound. All the infield coming in. A little break in the action, and we'll be right back here at Tommy Reffitt Field in 1 minute.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family, and when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
Spring savings are here. Through April 2nd at major brands, you'll get an $80 reward card after online submission with purchase of four or more new Michelin passenger or light truck tires totaling $900 or more. Tire purchases under $900 get $60. Celebrate spring with big savings on Michelin tires from major brands Tire and Automotive, Tom's Drive Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive Mount Sterling. Get details at major brands or online at MichelinMan.com. Offer expires 4/2/24. Void where prohibited.
First pitch to Taylor Pate as Parks remains on the mound. Is taken for a ball. There's a foul outside of third, evening up the count of one ball, one strike. Pate batting, only on deck. Kennedy Jones out at second base as a runner for Emily Brock, who had a run-scoring single, got to second on an overthrow. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and it's taken high. Two balls, one strike the count. Parks up on the pitching rubber and deals, and it's a chopper foul at the plate. And the count is all even at 2-2. University of Kentucky baseball team off to a great start this season. The softball team, I watched just a little bit of their game with Florida. They were trailing big early yesterday. There's a ball hit high in the air to left field. Going to hang up and be caught by the Clark County left fielder, Emma Enzi, for the first out of this third inning. So Pate retired on a fly to left, and here is Jaden Oney. Walked her first time up. Went to second, a wild pitch, got retired on an infield out at third base, and bats here with one out and runner in scoring position. Addison Rogers checks to the on-deck circle. She squares the bunt, takes a pitch way up and away, and moving on to third is Jones. One ball, no strikes. Jones with really good speed at third base. And the 1-0 pitch is taken down in the throw to third. Jones dives back in safely. Two balls, no strikes to count. Montgomery County trying to add to a 5-0 lead here in the home third. There's an off-speed pitch that misses, and it's three balls, no strikes. Jay Noni trying to become another base runner for Montgomery County here in what is already a three-run third inning. Pitch is taken in for a strike. Oney appeared to be taken all the way there, and it's 3-1 the count. You have two-person umpiring crews, so third base, the first base umpire, the base umpire, moves over by third base now. There's a ball popped in the air down the left field line. It will be caught by the Lady Cardinal shortstop, Arabella Gwynn, for the second out of the inning. Nice running catch by Gwynn. So two outs, Addison Rogers comes to the plate. Rogers laid down a bunt and ran into fair territory as she was doing, which was pretty easily done in softball, and was an out to the catcher unassisted. Parks' first pitch to her, taken outside for ball one. The inning continues for Montgomery County. It'll be Lily Hill at the top of the batting order to face Parks. That pitch is in for a strike. One ball, one strike. Rogers bat. Lays on her back shoulder, then she'll just barely cock it as the pitch comes in, and she takes high, and it's two balls and a strike. Montgomery County came into this game a 418 team batting average, and there's a line drive to the shortstop. soft liner for the third out of the inning. So in the bottom of the third inning, Montgomery County with three runs on three hits, no errors, and a runner left on base. We come to the end of three with Montgomery County owning a 5-0 lead on Clark County. Fourth inning action is coming up. We'll be right back here at Tommy Redford Field in just a minute.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
We only started this road trip 15 minutes ago, and we have about 6 hours left. But there's a McDonald's right off this exit, and that kind of feels like fate. Deal.
Get a McDouble, McChicken, four McNuggets, or small fries. Buy one, get more for a dollar at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Mackenzie Gibson leads off the Clark County fourth inning and takes ball one. Gibson, the number three batter, popped out to the catcher out in fair territory and fouls it straight back at us for a strike. One ball, one strike. I don't remember that happening before, sitting right here where the ball has hit that. One of the poles holding up the wiring to protect us. 1-1. That pitch is in for a call strike. One ball, two strikes. The count. Martin steps off the rubber, back on, ready to deal. Pitches, foul ball down the left field line that will get up on the roof of the little shed down the left field line. And the count holds at a ball and two strikes. Martin has given up just two infield hits through the first three innings. Allowed only one runner to reach second base. Here's another foul back, and count stays at 1-2. Martin had made, through the first three innings, only 33 pitches coming into this top of the fourth. Pitches here, and it's a little number, left side of the infield. Tough play, Zink gloves, she throws, and they got her. Boy, Zink has really developed a lot of arm strength and accuracy getting the ball to first base. And there is one out. Here's Lexi Burke, who struck out to end the first inning. Sarah Zink's going to move on to the next level, I believe, at Campbellsville. That's right, Coastal Carolina is where she's headed. Here's the pitch, first pitch to Lexi Burke that's in for a strike. I think it was a ball. I think that was down and in. I think you changed it correctly. I actually reacted to you putting that strike up there so quick. One ball, one strike to count. 1-1 with one out. Burke batting, and Arabella Gwynn is the on-deck hitter. And a swing and a miss. And it's 1-2. Coastal Carolina, now they're Myrtle Beach. An athletic program that seems to get better and better all the time. Here's a swing and a miss. She blew that one right by her. Good velocity on that fastball. Strikeout number 6 in the game for Martin. 2 outs, nobody on. Arabella Gwynn, who struck out leading off the second, steps in. Gwynn batting in the number 5 position. Playing at shortstop is the freshman and takes the first pitch in for a strike. Martin wastes no time. That pitch is just off the plate outside. 1 ball, 1 strike. Martin deals the 1-1 to Gwynn and fouls it back for a strike 2. Montgomery County, after today's game, they'll be back in action on Wednesday. Home game with Bourbon County, another district game. Friday, they'll head down to Johnson Central, and on Saturday, Bracken County will come here to Tommy Reffitt Field, swing and a miss, and that'll do it for the Lady Cardinals in the top of the fourth inning on Martin's 7th strikeout. No runs, no hits, and nobody left. Midway through our Monday evening action here at Tommy Reffitt Field. Lady Indians with a 5-0 lead as we go to the bottom of the fourth. We'll be right back in just 1 minute.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Hill-Oney and Zink to bat here in the bottom half of inning number 4 for Montgomery County. Hill has struck out and walked in her 2 trips to the plate. Left-handed batter. They set up outside. She swings and fouls it down the left field line, out of play for strike 1. Hill's another one of those players. She could play a lot of places defensively, but takes this one way up and in, and it's 1 ball, 1 strike. A little break while the catcher gets ready to get back in place. Swing and a miss by Hill, and it's a ball and 2 strikes. Brock, Reaganoni, and Pate are the 3 seniors on this Montgomery County team this season. And the pitch. Swing and a miss, and an off-speed pitch for a strikeout. Good delivery by the 8th grader. And for her, that's strikeout number 3. Here's Reaganoni. Has bounced out to first and hit to third into a fielder's choice. 0 for 2 on the day. Oney bats and Sarah Zink waits on deck. And Parks delivers down low for a ball. The sun is in Park's eyes as she looks over into the dugout to get the sign. That pitch is a bit outside, and it is two balls and no strikes to count to Oney. Foul ball, back out of play, and it is 2-1. Against Morgan Parks for Oney, it's all about trying to time it up. Not easily done. And Parks, you know, she has changed speeds on a number of pitches. She doesn't throw overly fast, but here's the 2-1 and a foul ball. And the count evens up at 2-2. Oney looking for her first hit of the game. And hits the ball high out into right center field. Well hit, and it'll drop in. Oney on her way to second base. It will glide into second base with a double, and the ball got away from the third baseman momentarily, but she'll hold on at second base with a one-out double. So Oney with her sixth double of the season, and it waits at second base now as Sarah Zink bats. Sarah has walked and been hit by a pitch, and she has come around to score a pair of runs for the Lady Indians. And came in with a .667 batting average, still sitting there, and nubs it foul over to Coach Puckett, who tapped that one down with his foot back in the grass. One strike to count. One out, runner at second. Zink bats, Cox on deck, and now home plate umpire is going to change softballs, and they're going to throw that one out. Put that in the practice pile, I guess. I've lost track of things. I used to know how much baseballs and softballs, how much you paid for them. There's a foul ripped down the third base line. No balls and two strikes. $6 a ball is the current price. Mr. Oney here in the press box tells me is everything's expensive. Softballs are a little bit more durable than baseballs, though. Here comes the 0-2. Off-speed pitch taken up high. One ball, two strikes to count. Lady Indians got two in the first, three in the third for this 5-0 lead as they bat in the home fourth with a runner at second and one out. And the off-speed pitch is up high. And the count is all even at 2-2. But really good pitch by the eighth grader. Wasn't horribly out of the zone. Might have enticed a batter with two strikes to maybe swing into something they couldn't do much with. There's a line shot down the left field line. They call that a foul ball? Was it? My eyesight is not what it used to be. That's just a loud foul down the third base line, and the count holds at 2-2. So we pause while Zink gets back in the batter's box. Ready again and waiting on a 2-2 pitch from Morgan Parks. Off-speed pitch is popped high in the air to the shortstop. It'll be easily played, and there are two outs. So with two down, here's Madison Cox. Up twice, has singled twice, stolen a couple of bases, driven in a run, scored twice. And now we have conferences going on. Catcher moves out to talk to pitcher, and now catcher talking to the infielders, and base runners come over to talk with Coach Puckett and breaks up quickly. They'll play a junior varsity game right after this, and so, hey, if you want to come out, catch the end of this game, enjoy something good to eat at the concession stand, and they do make it really good. There's a pitch that is in for a strike to start things off to Madison Cox. Cox kind of looked back, as catchers will do, to umpires and say, are we going to get that one when here's the one strike pitch, and that one in for a call strike too. Runner goes on to third. That was a ball. It's 1-1. So one ball, one strike count with two outs. Runner at third. Problem is, when I sit down, I can't really tell, so I got to stand up, and there's a ball ripped foul down the left field line, and it's 1-2. Cox is not real tall of stature, but she can deliver a blow. She has a lot of strength in that bat. 1-2. Ball is ripped into center field for a base hit, and it's 6-0. So a two-out single for Madison Cox. That is her third hit of the game. Drives in her second run as Oney crosses the plate. And here's Riley Martin. Martin has been up twice, single twice, scored once, and driven in three runs. Batting now with Emily Brock moving on deck. Parks pitches. Ball is hit well to center field, going back and over to her left and making the play. Out there is Anaya McIntyre. And that's the third out. In the bottom half of inning number four, Montgomery County gets a run on a couple of hits. They leave a runner on base. And we go to inning number five. Lady Indians lead the Lady Cards 6-0 here. As we go to the fifth inning, we'll be back with that coming up in just a minute.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whittaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whittaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9-6 weekdays and 9-2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whittaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area, locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Boys State Tournament completed last week, and what an exciting event it was. And to have an all-A school, Lyon County, to win was great. The fact that they won the tournament by beating the state's number one team all season long in Great Crossing in the semifinals meant a lot. Beat a really good Harlan County team in the finals. And Travis Perry, Kentucky's Mr. Basketball, MVP of the tournament, all-time leading scorer in Kentucky, wrapped up quite a career. Here we're in the top of the fifth inning, and leading things off is Morgan Parks. And the first pitch to her is taken. And a swing and a miss. That's a strike. So Martin, count all even, I believe, at one ball, one strike. Martin spins that ball around, ready, and she deals, and a swing and a miss. And it's one ball, two strikes to count. Parks and then Estep and Wilson to bat here. Come to the bottom part of the Clark County batting order. Parks was out, bunted back to Martin in a swing and a miss. Strikeout number 8 for Riley Martin. To Clark County's credit, 6 of the 8 have been swinging strikes. They're not going up there looking at pitches. And now here is Kennedy Estep, right-hand batter, swing and a miss for a strike. Estep called out on strikes, her first time up. Martin pitches, and that's low for a ball. Didn't miss by much that time, Riley Martin. Outfield shaded just around into right field as a center fielder. That pitch is a little bit up and in, and it's 2 balls, 1 strike the count. Martin has not worked from behind very much in this game. Has not walked a batter, has struck out 8, has given up 2 infield hits. That pitch is apparently down low, and it's 3-1. Martin is a pitch away from her first walk of the game to the leadoff batter here in the top, to the second batter here in the top of the 5th inning. Umpire's going to clean off home plate. Estep is ready and waiting, even in the box. Not too close to the home plate dish, and here's the 3-1, and that's in for a strike. 3-2 the count. And the 3-2 is fouled back. Estep able to stay alive. 3-ball, 2-strike count. Martin back at the edge of the circle. Now she's back in, and she deals again in a swing and a miss. So that's the 9th strikeout of the game. And that's 4 in a row. Here's Addison Wilson lined out to Lily Hill at first base, her first time up. Right-hand batter, and fouls this one back, came in on her fist, and it's no balls and a strike, the count. Montgomery County track team having a successful start. Girls were first, boys were second in the Mayor's Cup competition on Saturday. Here's the 0-1, and it's a bit inside for first ball. 1-ball, 1-strike the count. Emily Brock, we understand, went out and did well in the shot put. You can do multiple sports. There's a bouncer to only a third. She gloves, she throws, and the inning is over. So it's another 1-2-3 inning for Riley Martin and the Lady Indians. Nothing across for Clark County. Martin has now retired 7 in a row. And 13 of the last 14. We'll go to the bottom of the 5th. Montgomery County owns the 6-0 lead, and we'll be right back in just a minute.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
We move to the bottom half of inning number five. And Montgomery County with a 6-0 lead. Lady Indians, 6 runs. They've had 7 hits, no errors, have left 5 on base. Clark County, no runs, 2 hits, no errors, and they've left 2 on. Morgan Parks, the 8th grader, I think she's pitched well in this game, really. Emily Brock leads it off, has had a base hit to drive in a run and 2 trips to the plate. And the first pitch to her is taken in for a strike. Glad you could be with us here from Tommy Reffitt Field on our first softball game of the year. 1 strike the count. Parks pitches, and that one's up and away. Evens things up at 1-1. Brock, then Pate and Oney. Emily. Cox had bat high and waits and hits it high in the air down the third baseline in foul territory. It'll be gloved by third baseman. Just got under that one. And there's one out here in the bottom half of inning number 5. Again, you know, one of the things you're seeing from the 8th grader, she has Montgomery County a little bit off stride. The Lady Indians just a little bit early on a lot of stuff. Here's Taylor Pate, who has struck out and flied to left in her 2 trips. Takes it down and in for a ball. But again, this is really, as we said earlier, Peters coming into this game had been, I mean, Parks had been in only 2 games and pitched only 4 2/3 innings. Parks ready and dealing, and there's a ball hit high in the air to center field straight away, almost right in her tracks. And Anaya McIntyre barely has to move to record the second out. Here's Jaden Oney, who has walked and popped out to the shortstop. Oney steps in with Addison Rogers now in the on-deck circle. 2 outs and nobody on. Pitches outside for 1. Parks has not had a perfect inning so far. Has a shot at 1 right here. Didn't give up a hit back in the second, but walked a pair of Lady Indians. That's the run they haven't scored in. There's a swing and a miss at a slow off-speed pitch that settled outside, and it's 1-1. Pitch selection has really been pretty good for Parks, I think. Again, changing speeds. You know, you don't have to be able to throw it 65 to get people out, and there's a pitch in for a strike. 1-2. Still have that breeze blowing. It's just kind of, and it's coming in from left center field. That pitch is a little bit inside, and it's 2-2. Oney up close to the plate. That pitch came close to hitting her. Now she's actually backed off just an inch or two and chops this one foul, and the count stays at 2-2. Somebody tomorrow will say, how did you really know she had backed up just a couple of inches? Did you measure that when she got back in the box? But You can kind of tell looking right down on the batter. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, and off-speed pitch is high. Full count. 3-2. We haven't had many full counts in this game. Only trying to become a two-out base runner here in the bottom of the fifth. And there's a pop foul back out of play. We'll do it again at 3-2. Parks has the sign, and that pitch is down in the dirt. And Montgomery County has a two-out base runner here. Bottom of the fifth. That'll bring Addison Rogers to the plate. She has, again, run into a bunt that had been called out and then has lined out to the shortstop. If Rogers can keep the inning going, we'll be back to the top of the batting order as Lily Hill moves to the on-deck circle. Well, what a beautiful setting it is here at Tommy Reffitt Field. That pitch is swung on and missed. Chased a pitch that was up and away. Just barely see the foothills off in the distance as you look out toward Powell County, Menifee County from here. Here's the 0-1. That's high. Throw down to first base, but back in safely is only. It's one ball, one strike. Rogers steps out of the box and now is back in and waiting on the 1-1. Takes the pitch that is in for strike two. 1-2 the count. So Rogers has to be aggressive now at the plate with the 1-2. Grounder to the third glove, but she bobbled it, picks it up, and throws her out. Nice recovery made down there at third base. That ball was on Kennedy Estep so quickly. And that'll do it for Montgomery County here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. No runs, no hits, and one runner left on base. We've completed five innings here. Montgomery County 6, Clark County nothing. We'll be right back here in just a minute.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over three decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Top half of inning number 6, 9-1-2 up in the Clark County batting order. Coach Brian Cox's club. Abby Horn has struck out and... I'm sorry, it's Brian Caudle and not Brian Cox. Thank you for correcting me on that, on the coach at Clark County. I've had too many names rolling around. You come out of two state tournaments, and I don't know my own name. I tell people that all the time. It's one strike, the count, and it's popped up on a bunt. One hopped by Martin, throws her out, first out of the inning. So Horn retired, and the leadoff batter, Anaya McIntyre, comes up. She's been called out on strikes and then got an infield hit. just hit a ball softly towards second base and with great speed beat it out. And the pitch is a ground ball to shortstop. Glove, bobbled, throw, not in time. Boy, that's a tough judgment call on that. I don't know if she would have gotten her with a, if she hadn't bobbled the ball. It was maybe a close play, but I'm going to call that an error because she did bobble it. First error of the game. And we got a one-out base runner for Emma Enzie, who has a base hit, an infield bunt single, and has grounded out and takes the first pitch outside for a ball. Enzie and then Gibson, Clark County, down by 6 runs, trying to get something on the board with one out, one on. Good speed on the bases. There's a swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. A ball is striking out, a runner on here in top half of inning number 6. It's been a well-played game. We've had only the one error, and that's a very close call. Runner goes to second, and it's going to be in there safely with a stolen base. One ball, 2 strikes to count. Get a runner in scoring position. You know Clark County would like to score. In the old days, that would never have happened right there. Well, at least not in baseball. There's a number, a little soft liner right back that Martin gloves on the fly for the second out. So 2 runners are gone, and here is Mackenzie Gibson. Popped out to the catcher, grounded out to shortstop in her 2 at-bats. Great hitter's background here. The first pitch is taken. Strike 1. Montgomery County will have the top of its batting order up in the bottom half of inning number 6. Martin on the pitching rubber and pitches, and that one misses inside for a ball. 1-1 the count. Sun casting shadows across the infield here now at Tommy Revitt Field. The 1-1 is fouled away. Ball and 2 strikes the count. And Martin delivers, and a swing and a miss, and the inning is over. Top half of inning number 6. That's strikeout number 10 in the game for Riley Martin. No runs, no hits. There was a Montgomery County error and a runner left on base, and we will move on. Bottom half of inning number 6 coming up in just 1 minute.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Morehen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Morehead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmorehead.com.
Traditional Bank has put together a local team of lenders with one goal in mind, to serve you better. Whether you're buying your first home, starting a business, or getting ready for the next big thing, we're here to help you realize your financial dreams. We put our customers first and provide sound support to make the lending process as easy as possible. It's why we have so many repeat customers and client referrals. See the difference at Traditional Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
bottom half of inning number six coming up for Montgomery County is top of the batting order up. Lily Hill, Reaganoni, and Sarah Zink to bat here. Montgomery County has had 7 hits, has scored 6 runs, and Morgan Parks, the 8th grader, I think Brian Cole, he made a good pitching choice probably. This is a young pitcher, an 8th grader, who has really caught Montgomery County off stride today, I believe. And there's a ball hit high in the air, and the center fielder will make the grab. And again, header played perfectly. One pitch and one out in the bottom half of inning number six. Here's Reaganoni. 1-for-3 on the day with a double and a stolen base and a run scored. Right-handed batter. And the pitch is behind her for ball one. Ollie's one of those players who, you know, could have had a pandemic year if she'd chosen, but wanted to move on, didn't want to stay back another year. Has already put up huge numbers at the plate for the Lady Indians. All-time home run leader. Hits this one high in the air. Well, she got under that one. Center fielder McIntyre will put it away. And there are 2 outs. And this is Sarah Zink that comes. She has walked, been hit by a pitch, and popped it short. Has scored twice in the game. Madison Cox moves on deck. Zink looking for her first hit. And the pitch is hit well to left field, and that might have enough. It is gone. She hit that ball on the line. She didn't get that one up where the wind could even catch it. Zink, a line drive shot to left field as Zink hits her 3rd home run of the year, 7th for the Lady Indians. Zink with run batted in number 9, and it's a 7-0 lead. That ball got out of here in a hurry. Here's Madison Cox. Cox has 3 of Montgomery County's 8 hits in the game, has scored a pair of runs, has driven in a pair of runs, has stolen a pair of bases. And the first pitch is hot shot to the third baseman who gloves and throws her out, and the inning is quickly over. Wow. Only 5 pitches in that inning for Parks, and one of them left the park. Bottom of the 6th, 1 run, 1 hit, nobody left. We'll go to the 7th, Montgomery County 7, Clark County nothing, and we'll be back in just 1 minute.
When it comes to senior health care in this area, Windsor Care Center, a part of Regency Care of Mount Sterling LLC, has gained a reputation over the last half century of providing quality care through caring professionals that treat your family like their family. They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy programs designed to give your loved one the best quality of life possible. With dedicated personnel in a positive environment, they'll give your loved one the best chance for the best outcome. Windsor Care Center, treating you like family.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way till 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right whether they're buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Clark County will have 4, 5, and 6 in their batting order up here in the top of the 7th, down by 7 runs. Burke leads it off. The sophomore first baseman has been up twice, has struck out twice. 10 strikeouts through six innings for Martin. And, you know, one of the big things, Martin has not walked anybody. You know, you keep runners off the base. If you want to get in trouble in the game of high school softball, you give a few walks up and add a few more batters to the list and put your defense in a little more of a strain, and all of a sudden more runs can cross the plate. Martin avoiding that today. And she delivers the first pitch, and it's fouled straight back, strike one. That was only her 72nd pitch here as she works in the top of the seventh inning. And Burke swings right through that fastball, 0-2. Martin had as much zip on that pitch as she had on anything in the first inning, too. And a swing and a miss. So a three-pitch strikeout. Number 11 in the game. And the batter is Arabella Gwynn, who has been up twice and struck out twice. Freshman shortstop. Gwynn, a freshman, but starting player as an eighth grader. And the first pitch from Martin is taken down and in, ball one. Montgomery County baseball team, they're playing Powell County today over at Bobby Joe Whitaker Field. Both teams playing at home today. Again, on Wednesday, we'll be at Bobby Joe Whitaker Field, Montgomery County and Sayre in baseball action. Pitch taken, and apparently two balls, no strikes to count. Here's the 2-0 pitch. And that one's in for a strike, and it's 2-1. After Gwynn, Morgan Parks will bat for the Lady Cardinals. And there's a ground ball foul outside of first. 2-2 the count. Clark County has played airless softball today. Powell County leading Montgomery County in baseball action 4-2 after five innings today at Bobby Joe Whitaker Field. That pitch is up and in, and it's a full count at 3-2. So Martin trying to get the second out here. And a swing and a miss. Strikeout number 12. And again, of 12 strikeouts, 10 have been swinging strikeouts. And Morgan Parks bats with two outs and nobody on. And she has bunted into an out and struck out. Bunted right back to the pitcher, Martin. Kennedy Eastep waiting, hoping to get it bat if the inning continues. And a check swing taken up high for a ball. Lights are on here, although they really don't help much at all right now. This is kind of a dusky late afternoon now, and there's a swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. And Martin's ready. That's strike two. A ball and two strikes. Martin a pitch away from putting this one in the books as she tries to push her record to 4-0 on the season. That's up high, and it's all even at 2-2. And the break even is a swing and a miss, and this one's all over. Back-to-back-to-back strikeouts in the seventh inning In the seventh, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. 13 strikeouts for Riley Martin in the game, and we'll be back to recap it for you here at Tommy Reffitt Field coming up after we step out 90 seconds. You're listening to the Gateway Sports Network.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Making great deals every day. I'm Todd Duncan. Come see me at Dutchess Chevy Ford in Mount Sterling. Don't miss out on a great deal.
Oh, if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling. And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
They're just announcing Lily Hill is having a 15th birthday today, so congratulations to the Montgomery County first baseman. In our game today, Clark County, no runs, two hits. Those were infield hits. They didn't get a hit out of the infield, and those came in innings one and three, and boy, after that, mowing them down. There was an error on the shortstop. Tough error, really. I scored in an error. You could almost toss a coin. It was sharply hit right to Sarah Zink at shortstop. She bobbled for just a moment, and it's very difficult from our angle to see and to judge whether she was going to beat that out or not on that play had it been perfectly fielded. But anyway, no runs, two hits, no errors for Clark County, and they left three on base. Montgomery County had seven runs, eight hits, one error, six runners left on base. Lady Indians go to 7-0 on the season, win their first district game. Clark County at 1-9. They are 1-1 in district play now. And the teams will get a chance to meet again during the regular season. So that second matchup for Montgomery County and Clark County is going to come up. I'm trying to find it on the schedule here. It's going to be on April 25th, so we've got a month before the two teams play again in Winchester at Clark County Field. So a lot of action between now and then. Montgomery County again will take tomorrow off, and then they'll face Bourbon County here at Tommy Reffitt Field on Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. On Friday, they'll go to Johnson Central and then be back home here to face Bracken County at 3:30 on Saturday. Then, of course, spring break week is coming up. They'll have a few days off before they travel to Cooper on April the 4th, Simon Kenton on April the 5th for a pair of games, and then return home April 6th on a Saturday for a triangle event with Highlands and Frederick Douglass. Might be one you want to put on your calendar to get ready for Montgomery County. Now, Clark County, the Lady Cardinals, they'll be in action tomorrow. They'll play host to Paul Lawrence Dunbar. Then they take several days off until they travel to Notre Dame in Northern Kentucky on April the 4th, back home against Menifee County on the 5th. Then they have 4 days off before Lexington Catholic comes in to the Clark County Stadium on April the 9th. That'll do it for us. We'll rejoin you coming up on Wednesday evening out at Bobby Joe Whitaker Field. We'll have baseball action for you as the Montgomery County Indians play host to the always tough Sayre Spartans. Sayre's baseball program is really good. Sayre's beat Montgomery County in Lexington in a game played early this season by a score of 12-8. And, hey, come out to the game if you can't. Join us right here on 1150, 106.9 and WMSTradio.com where you can listen live. Our thanks to Jeff West, our studio engineer, and to all of our many sponsors, including Montgomery Tractor Sales. Montgomery Tractor, the home of New Holland Farm Equipment. And remember, if you're getting ready to go out in the field, make sure everything is ready to go. If you need repair work done, they can do it for you. If you're looking for new equipment, let them show you what they can do for you that's going to help make 2024 a great year out on the farm through Montgomery Tractor Sales on the Winchester Road in Mount Sterling, a great place to do business. We'll talk to you again on Wednesday evening. Till then, Dan Manley saying so long from Tommy Reffitt Field, Montgomery County 7, Clark County nothing in softball action this evening.
You're listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Sports, WMST. This broadcast is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Windsor Care Center, and Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling. Now more timeless favorites on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTradio.com.
Put me in coach, I'm ready to play today. Look at me, gotta be Santa Theo. Yeah.
Some damage with the Hot Wings, and now he's dropping back and going.